Welcome back. This is Public Address Radio on Radio Live. If you've been missing the Headless Chickens since their last album in 1997, here's some excellent news. They have reformed. Playing a gig in November, then they're off to Sydney, and in the new year, they'll be playing at the Big Day Out. Russell Brown sat down with them this week to find out how they're doing.
So, Chris, 10 years away for the Headless Chickens. What was it that's made this happen and brought you back together?
Well, we talked about it a couple of times. I mean, Debbie Gibbs' birthday party. Probably nobody out there knows who Debbie Gibbs is these days, but she used to manage the Straitjacket Fits, and at some point she managed us. And we were kind of asked to do her party, and then I think nobody else would really wanted to do it, and I was down in Dunedin. So that didn't happen, and we've talked about it a few times. And then Joe from Homebake in Sydney, the big festival, it's kind of like Big Day Out, except different time. But it's all Australian and New Zealand bands as well. But he emailed me about 3 or 4 months ago and said, would you guys like to reform for Homebake? Because the last time that we were supposed to go over to play Australia was in 97 at Homebake, and I had to cancel the tour because I had problems with my ears, which were pretty bad at the time.
Of course, you also a couple of years ago had a brief reunion
as
Children's Hour, pre-band, which I thought was really good. Did that kind of help your decision to do it with the Headless Chickens? Because you seem to enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, that was great, but I kind of thought that we should have been doing a Headless Chickens reunion anyway. I mean, it sort of seemed a little bit more relevant, but, Joe basically said, well, what would it take to get you guys back together? And I said, well, you know, make us a generous offer.
Yeah.
I'll put it to the others. And we'll see what happens. So he got back to us with a pretty generous offer, and I kind of emailed everybody, and it sort of snowballed from there, really.
Mm.
Interesting.
So who's everybody? What's the lineup?
Well,
is everyone there?
Everybody apart from Johnny, of course, who died some years back. Anybody who doesn't know, he was originally the Headless Children's Hour bass player, and then Headless Chickens bass player for about 2 years. He died back in 86, but basically me, Grant, Bevan on drums, Grant on bass, Michael on keyboards, who's the other original member, apart from me, and Fiona, and Anthony Neverson.
Anthony Neverson's back,
yeah, so...
So you don't have to sing... you don't have to sing Don D'Esta.
I don't have to sing Don D'Esta, no. We've only really had one practice so far. I got another one tonight, but going pretty good so far.
Mm, yeah, well, I recall Grant Fell saying when the Children's Hour thing, he was surprised that it took about half an hour
once
you plugged in.
We walked into the room and we plugged our guitars in and we played through the songs once. But, I mean, Children's Hour was kind of like, it didn't matter if you made any mistakes, and there was no kind of modern technology.
Yeah,
so to speak.
With Headless Chickens, it's all you've got to be in time with
it's
the sampler.
It's been quite a procedure actually getting all of the old original backing tracks and stuff, because Michael and Anthony have been baking old 8-track tapes, which again, for people who don't know, is something that you do with old reel-to-reel tapes. If they're so old, they're starting to fall apart. You put them in the oven, basically, and it helps to seal them, keep them intact, and so you can run them through a machine once. And,
and so, obviously, also, you're not just playing the Australian Homebake Festival.
You're
playing quite a few gigs here.
Not in New Zealand.
We're
doing
more
gigs in Australia as well.
We're
doing other gigs in Melbourne and Sydney. We wanted to do Brisbane as well, which was always a great gig for us up there, because those Brisbaneites are a lot like New Zealanders, I reckon. They're kind of weird, but friendly.
Yeah, Brisbane sort of reminds me of West Auckland or something.
Yeah, I know. But you kind of think of Joe Bjelke-Petersen and all that era, but people in Brisbane seem to sort of respond to that kind of sort of fascism with great aplomb, and they were always really, really thoroughly enjoyed playing Brisbane.
Good. And you're playing the Big Day Out.
We're playing the Big Day Out, yep.
You've rehearsed a bit. Which songs are you enjoying playing most? Which ones are you really glad to get back to?
Well, we played a couple of songs off the very first EP. We did a few other tracks off Body Blow mostly, but... Yeah, it's kind of interesting playing those very early songs with the other guys, because basically, apart from Michael, none of them were there. So they might sound, they might sound a bit different, but
I think that's
they'll be good, I reckon.
That's going to please people, because I remember when the news came out, you know, on our blog, there was quite a few people chipped in saying, "Will they play the early stuff?"
No, definitely. That was one thing I specifically said I wanted to do, is to do everything off the early. And particularly Stunt Clown as well, but we haven't really started rehearsing any of that stuff yet. But, I mean, we're going to play as much of Stunt Clown as we can, and as much of the first EP as we can. There's a couple of tracks that were kind of impossible to play even at the time for us, with a tape machine and three of us, but we'll see. You know, we'll do our best.
Are you going to write any new songs or bring any new songs in?
Oh, I don't know. I've got lots of new songs, but I don't know whether the band wants to play them or not.
Is that stuff you've recorded as Robot Monkey Orchestra?
Yeah. But, I mean, Grant was quite keen on doing something of mine off that, but I don't know if it's appropriate, really. I sort of think, you know, Headless Chickens, we should probably stick... I mean, I'm sure we'll have enough songs as it is without...
But if people do want to hear your Robot Monkey Orchestra stuff, do they just Google that? I imagine there are that many Google results.
Yeah. Robot Monkey Orchestra of MySpace, basically. They can go and have a listen to it there. Or if they go to the Headless Chickens, I think it's Headless Chickens Band, because there was already somebody registered as Headless Chickens. There's some like death metal band from Norway called Headless Chickens.
There always is.
Yeah, so unfortunately we couldn't get the actual Headless Chickens name. But yeah, I think Headless Chickens banned on MySpace and Robot Monkey Orchestra. There's a link to my page from the Headless Chickens one, or I can go and listen to my songs there.
Because, as we discussed before the interview, you haven't got internet at the moment, which must be traumatic. because you're quite a keen user of
It's worse than having dial-up.
Yeah, right. You're quite a keen user of Facebook and MySpace.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I've been doing it for years, but... not living in a place at the moment in Dunedin where I actually have the internet, so I've been looking into that. There's a lot of people been complaining in Dunedin about broadband. I'm sure there are too, but there's a lot of IT companies in the CBD in Dunedin who can't get full speed broadband, and they're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year because they can't send their stuff out.
Whereas the university is connected to the Advanced Research Network, Karen, which is... is incredibly
fast.
Yeah,
well, there's a guy in the paper about 3 weeks ago wanting to set up a much faster broadband link just for the CBD, but can't get anybody to sign up with them until there's faster broadband.
So you know, how do you think it would have changed things if you were, you know, in the 80s and 90s with the Headless Chickens, if you'd had that ability to directly reach the people who are interested in what you're doing?
God, I don't know. I think that was the interesting thing about the time, you know, 20 years or more back, because there was a real sort of social networking scene where people kind of talked to each other about who was playing where, and, you know, I mean, especially amongst the Flying Nun set, everybody knew, you know, you knew within 3 days whether the Clean were coming up to play a gig and whatever, you know.
True, yeah.
Whereas now you can just go on
Facebook,
go online and do it. But I mean, it was, I don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's pretty bizarre, you know, because I mean, I haven't got that. I mean, I haven't sort of, there's only about 800 friends on Headless Chickens, MySpace, but, you know, I mean, it's, I haven't sold any albums off MySpace of my own, right. So I don't know how useful it is really, but I don't know whether anybody else does either. It's kind of more just like people sort of discover you and go, there you are, well, I remember you guys.
We could chat about that all day, but we're out of time. But I'm really, really looking forward to seeing the Headless Chickens play again. So that's
yeah. Well, we're going to do our goddamn darndest to make sure that we do justice to all of that stuff, particularly the early stuff. You know, I mean, I think my position in the band was mostly musical director, apart from anything, and I always wanted it to be as damn good as possible. So I'm going to make sure that it is as damn good as possible, as, you know, hey, that's what we do.
That was Russell Brown talking with Headless Chickens, and their reformed gig is on Friday, 28th November at the Power Station. And that's our show for the week. If you'd like to hear anything that was on the show again, what are the details, Damien?
publicaddress.net/radio. The Chickens will also be playing at the Big Day Out too. I'm looking forward to that next year. I'm Damien Christie.
And I'm David Slack. Thanks for listening, and thank you to New Zealand On Air for the funding.